Okay, back to the dinim of marriages and all that stuff. Okay, so it says in Halacha that an Amma Aretz, an illiterate, should not marry a Bas Kohen. That's what the Gemara says. The world today, they're not very careful about this at all. In some places, they're machmir that they should learn a Masechta. They learn a tractate of Gemara, even the shortest of tractates, and then you call it Talmud Chacham, and it doesn't matter. Like it says in Halacha, you care? Okay. Also, we learned about the same names as the mother-in-law, daughter-in-law, son-in-law, father-in-law, the two mechutanim, and all that. Okay, we discussed that last time. Okay, get this for the guys. Person has to be extremely careful in the respect of his wife, because the brach in the house is found in the merit of the women. And that's why the Gemara says, Rava, in the Kitri, does the Chachamim said to their generation, it's really Rava, the Gemara says, that Rava said to the people from his city, Mechuza, Kabdu Nishasechem, honor your wives, that you should get rich. You want to get rich? Because the bracha is found in the house because of the wife. That's it. Next, a man is not allowed to live with his wife if there's no ksuba. Now, many times it happens, people lose the ksuba. You know, they move, this, that. There are many cases, the night of the wedding, you know, they give the kala the ksuba under the chuppah, and then the kala gives it to somebody who gave it to somebody, and they go home at night and they realize the ksuba is lost. Okay, so the thing is, a man cannot be with his wife if there's no ksuba. Or if the ksuba is not kosher, obviously. But I'm saying even if it's a kosher ksuba, but you lose it. So what do you do? So then there's a din, you have to write what's called ksuba di irchasa. Ksuba di irchasa means a ksuba that was lost. Okay? Now, what it means is as follows. You come to Beis Din, and there's a lot of different types. There's ksuba di nimsa batois. What happens if the ksuba was written properly, but they made a mistake? The name was wrong, the date was wrong, the city was wrong, something was wrong in the ksuba. It happens. So then the din is, it's also not a kosher ksuba. So then you need to go and rewrite the ksuba. But then you can't write the same ksuba again, unless if you have the witnesses, the same witnesses that remember it was signed, and then they can, but that's usually not done. So the bottom line, you have to go to the Rav, and he has to write what's called Ksuba de Nimsa Batois. Ksuba that had a mistake in it. And there's a whole text. It's the beginning of a text. People came to us, and they were married, and this in this time, and the Ksuba has a mistake, and because a man's not allowed to live with his wife without a kosher Ksuba, so we're going to rewrite the Ksuba now as it was the way it was supposed to be. Then there's another type of Ksuba that's called Ksuba de Nimsa Batois. Ksuba de irchasa. Ksuba de irchasa means ksuba you lost. You pashut lost ksuba. So then again, you have to go to the Rav. And the Rav, you need to, who needs to be there? The husband and two kosher witnesses. The Rav could be one if he's not related, and then another Jew could be two witnesses. And you have to write again. The text is called the ksuba lost ksuba. Again, what does it say in the ksuba? This guy came to us and they was written, they got married in this city, and they lost the ksuba, and the man is not allowed to live with his wife without the ksuba, and therefore we're going to rewrite the ksuba on the present day. She doesn't have to be there. Because the ksuba, the man gets it, then he has to give it to his wife. You don't need witnesses to give it to the wife. The man has to be there, and she can come if she wants. I'm saying, there's no obligation for the woman to be there. He has to take ksuba, make sure he gives it to his wife, not somewhere else. Yeah?
Let's say it was a conservative wedding.
Okay, so now, let's not use those terms. Let's change the terms a little bit. What happens if the ksuba was not kosher? I mean, the witnesses were not kosher, whatever the reason is. So then, you have to write a new ksuba. You can't write a ksuba that had a mistake because there was never a kosher ksuba to begin with. You can't write a ksuba that was lost. There was never a ksuba. A non-kosher ksuba is not a ksuba. So therefore, you need to write a ksuba on today's date, but a regular ksuba. But you can't write it predate, because a predated ksuba is not kosher. So you need to write it from today's date, a brand new ksuba, as if it's happening now. Sometimes, if the witnesses on the Kedushin were also not kosher, that he had a brother and a sister witnessing the... So then the Rav would have to do over the ksuba and the Kedushin. So in front of all you need is, you don't need a minyan. You need two witnesses, and the chassin, and over there you would need the kala, and then the chassin gives the kala a ring in front of two witnesses. Then what you need to do is you have to make sure it shouldn't be the kala's ring. Because the chassin has to give the kala, the husband has to give a kala something of value. So let's say the kala wants to reuse the same ring. Or this happens many times by a wedding. The kala's grandmother had a ring and they want to use it, sentimental value. The kala wants to use the grandmother's ring. The problem is the ring has to belong to the chassin. Okay? So then what's usually done, to make it legal, without any shyness, the rabbi will buy the ring from the kala. She has to know, it's a legal transaction. He gives her a dollar. She gives him the ring. He picks it up. Then the rabbi sells it to the chosin. It's not direct from kala to chosin, because that might be a joke. So the rav buys it from the kala, and then the rav sells it to the chosin for a dollar. And then, now it's his ring that you're giving to the... The chosin is giving to the kala. What did you want, sir?
What if the ketsuba is absolutely kosher and perfect, but it got lost? Now you make a new one, and then you find the old one.
Good question. The answer to the question is you get rid of one of them. Yes. No, really. If you brought a ketsuba that was lost, and then you found the original, you can't have two ketsubas. Okay? So therefore, because then the woman will collect double. So take out one ksuba, collect, and then she'll go to another bez and take out the other ksuba and she'll collect. So that's not allowed. You're not allowed to have two ksubas. So one of the two, you destroy whichever one you want. Usually if you have find the original, you'll keep the original and destroy the other one.
So no one prevails over the other.
No. The only reason you wrote the second one is because they lost the first one. You don't have it. Now you have it. You have it.
You have to put it in shema?
No. Ksuba you can throw into the garbage. Yeah. There's not what's holy about it. It's a financial document. When you finish with a check, do you have to put it into shemus? That's what it is. A check is a document to pay money, right? So the ksuba is a document that says, in case there's divorce, God forbid, or death, God forbid, so then he has to pay her the X amount of money for the ksuba. All of this financial document. The only reason why the custom is that you read the ksuba at a chasana, why do you read a ksuba under the chuppah? It's not actually part of the chuppah. But like we said a while ago, there's two parts to a chuppah. There's the first part, which is kedushin, and then there's the second part, which is Nisuin. Now, in the time of the Gemara, they did Kedushin, okay? And then a year later, they got married. Now, Kedushin is Arei Amakadesh, you see, with the two brachas, Barei Pi Al-Gafen, okay? Shekut Shem Mitzvah, Sivano Al-Rai, Sassulano Saru, says, that bracha. That is the Kedushin. What does Kedushin do? Kedushin means this woman is now bound to the man, legally. Which means, if she commits adultery, she gets killed for adultery. Okay? If they need to break up, she needs a get. If she gets a get, she cannot marry a kohen. Okay? That's part, but they're not allowed to live together yet. They cannot live together yet because they're not married. In the time of the Gemara, a year later, they would do the chuppah with Sheva Brachas. It's called Birchas Nisuin. That you need a minyan for. Great. And then after the chuppah, then they're allowed to live together. That's what used to be in the time of the Gemara. Nowadays, we do both together. Under the chuppah, you have first Birchat Seidusin with Eriat Mekudeshesli, okay? And then you have the Sheva Brachas, right? Now, in order to make a break between part A and part B, so the custom is to read the Ksuba. The Ksuba is a personal financial obligation between husband and wife, nobody else. The reason why you read the Ksuba is simply to make a break between part A and part B. In the time of the Gemara, it was a year apart, now it's a minute apart, so to make a break, a hefsik between the two, you do it. And therefore, realistically, years ago, the Ksuba was the least important honor at the wedding, reading the Ksuba. In fact, the Shamis would read the Ksuba. Today, it's a big honor. Why is reading Ksuba a big honor? Because most people can't read it. It's Aramaic without vowels. So who can read it? Rabbis, learned people. So it became a big honor. Not the chuppah. The witnesses are on the kedushin, and then you have witnesses for the yichud afterwards, or svardim. They make they wrap the talis around under by the sheva brachas, right after they read the ksuba, they wrap the chosin kal with a talis. By svardim, that's yichud. By Ashkenazim, after the chuppah, they go into a private room.
But the Jewish wedding is made by the two witnesses.
The Kedushin is made by the two witnesses.
So their signature is not important on a ketubah?
It is.
It doesn't mean anything?
No, because a man can't live with a wife without the ksuba. So they make the ksuba happen. But it's not the marriage ceremony. It's a financial document.
And it could be separate witnesses.
Right.
But it has to be proper witnesses.
Yeah, kosher witnesses. I'm using the word kosher because that's all-encompassing, Has to be male and frum and not related, all the various different things. And like we learned in the past, if a guy goes into... Normally, witnesses are to verify something happened. I lend you $1,000 in front of witnesses. Why do I want witnesses there? In case you deny it, I'll have verification that the loan took place. But if I lend you $1,000, you say yes, and I'm paying you back, that's fine. Okay? If a boy and girl, Zigamara, Shechnarach, Halacha, the boy goes into a room with a girl, alone, nobody's there. The boy says to the girl, nobody's in the room, just the two of them. They walk out, he says, I did it, she says, I got it. It's worthless. Why? Because you must have edus. You must have witnesses watching it. And the Raga Chavar says, those witnesses of Kedushin and Gittin are not to verify, because if everybody agrees, it's still worthless. Part of the process of Kedushin is a presence of witnesses. It's not a verification. It's what's called edikim. They make it happen. What? What?
You just said that we do separate. So, we read it, and then we read
the
Sheva. So, 3 hours later, or 7 hours later, we do
Sheva
Brachas again.
Right.
But isn't that like we just did Sheva?
No, Sheva Brachas, that's the obligatory Sheva. By the way, by a normal first-time wedding, boy and girl, either one of them first time, the only mandatory Sheva Brachas...
Is under the chuppah.
No. Besides that one, right. There's a mandatory aloha and sheva brachas at the end of the first meal, after the wedding.
And then every other night is
optional. You don't may need to do it.
By every chasana or by a first time chasana?
First time chasana for sure. And by the other ones, they're allowed to have sheva brachas. It's a whole argument, the same day, not the same day, night.
That's how you're going to discuss or sheva brachas.
No. What?
I mean, sometimes on a ketubah, if witness is signed, then... Five other people sign under their name, or behind it, or under it, or behind
it. In the middle of it.
Middle of it, whatever,
That's only done in Sephardic communities, by the way, not Ashkenazi communities, number one. It's not allowed. But the reason why that's not a problem, even though people signing are witnesses, relatives, the reason why it's not a problem is because only those two witnesses are signing as witnesses. Everybody else is decorating the paper. That's all, they're decorating the paper. They're not signing as witnesses. And therefore, after you sign your name, the witnesses, they write Ayin Dalit, aid. Then I'm signing as a witness. I'm signing as a witness. The other people are signing to decorate the paper. Or they just want to show off the pens that they have. What?
We do chasmat right around the Kabbalah's party. I got more recently. No. Shabbosman took me to the NA. He says, you are only exclusive to this.
Right.
That, what is that responsibility?
I don't know. It was for the ksuba or for the tenoyim?
It was by Kabbalah's party, and then so you have to hold something up. And
that's for the tenoyim and the ksuba.
Right, and ksuba. Yeah. They use them for both.
Yeah. The ksuba was just given that they didn't even read it.
Yeah. Okay.
They just gave it.